Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And as I've been saying, he helped us win a Super Bowl, and it's now time for us to help Tyrann Mathieu here on 610 Sports Radio. So go to TyrannMathieu.org to donate. Tyrann, my man, we really appreciate you doing this radiothon, getting everybody involved. And to me, it just shows what type of person you are. When you look at the guest list on the radio station today, it's everybody that's coming to help, and everybody knows that you're doing a hell of a job here in Kansas City helping folks that need it right now, my man. So thank you for that. And, I mean, this is really a cool opportunity for everybody. We really, really appreciate it. I was just asked, what's the goal? Do you have a goal in mind of what we want to do today?
Yeah, well, good morning, fellas. For one, you know, obviously today is a great day, not only for myself, but, you know, for all of Kansas City. And I think that's the goal, right, to bring us closer together, to make a true impact to the people that truly matter, the frontliners, the people that's most vulnerable. And I think that's what today, you know, represents. You know, all of us coming together in a time of need and using one another.
Talking with Tyrann Mathieu here on 610 Sports Radio, the Tyrann Mathieu Radiothon going on. You can donate at TyrannMathieu.org. And, of course, three foundations, Hope House, Restart, and the BMA Foundation, all benefiting from the Radiothon today. And you chose those foundations, man. A lot of people submitted foundations. You chose those foundations. What made those three stand out to you?
Well, I think for me it was an easy choice. You know, you talk about the BMA Foundation and truly everything that they represent, not only for people, but also promoting animal welfare. You know, I love animals. I'm huge on animals. And I thought that was a perfect, you know, partnership for me, not only for me, but, you know, to help, you know, Kansas City. And, you know, you mentioned Restart and all the work that they do in providing houses and, you know, supportive services for homeless men, women, and children. So I think that is very huge, not only right now, but, you know, all the time. And, you know, you mentioned Hope House and everything that they offer. And, you know, I think that them and their mission to break domestic violence and providing safe refuge for women, men, children alike, I thought it just speaks about everything that I try to represent, you know, at the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation. And I just thought that these three beneficiaries were key for me to help the people in Kansas City.
Tyrann Mathieu joining us here. Of course, the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation Radiothon is underway throughout the day today right here on 610 Sports Radio. Go to TyrannMathieu.org to contribute, and you can bid on some of those fantastic auction items as well. The auction bidding closes tonight at 6:30. All right, Tyrann, admittedly, we're dorks, and so schedule release day makes us giddy. For some reason, when we know the opponents ahead of time, it's so much better when we put them in order and can figure out how the season looks. Does that apply at all to a player as dorky as it does to us?
No, I mean, for me, you know, obviously I'm just excited, you know, as you guys, to see who we play, when we play, and where we play them. But for me, I'm just excited to see that we have, you know, opponents, you know, on the schedule this year, you know, given everything that we're going through right now. I think it'll obviously be a breath of fresh air to kind of see the schedule release later tonight. But I'm excited about it. You know, you always look forward to the first game, obviously, and then you always, obviously, you know, look to see if you're going to play any primetime games, and then you always see who's on the back end of the schedule, right? When it's playoff time and December football, what kind of football teams are going to play. So, you know, I just try to put yourself in the right mindset. So I'm hoping that this schedule at least can do that for me. You know, I already got a heads up of some of the teams we'll be playing, but. You know, so just looking forward to it. It'll be a great competition next year.
You looking for when that New Orleans game is?
Yeah, always. Anytime I get to play against the hometown team, you know, play against Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, you know, all those guys, and, you know, compete against those guys, everything they represent, you know, on and off the field, it's always a great time. You know, it's always good to kind of, you know, play in front of the hometown, you know, former friends, old friends, family members. So it'll be fun. I always look forward to New Orleans on the schedule.
All right, we need you to settle a bet. I predict that Patrick Mahomes will go the first five games of the season without an incomplete pass. These guys think I'm nuts. Where do you stand?
Hey, I say if anybody can do it, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
You know, I know that kid right now is working harder than anybody else is right now. I know for a fact, you know, his vision for the future, not only for himself, but for this team, this franchise, it's a pretty picture. I think if anybody's able to really play near perfect, I think it'll be number 15.
Why you got to encourage him? Don't do that.
Tyrann Mathieu is an NFL player who agrees with me on this, so I'm sorry, Ryan and Josh, you guys are wrong on this.
I can't wait for the schedule to come out tonight. Look at week six and find out what happened when he threw
an
incompletion.
I feel like there was a good amount of fence riding going on. It wasn't a real conclusive yes.
I think it is a conclusive yes. He doesn't have to play against Tyrann and this Chiefs defense, right? I just think it's bound to happen. And, you know, you've got such a leg up on everybody, too, Tyrann, this year. No new pieces, really. No new schemes. No new coaches. Like, you guys are coming back all intact. That's got to give you a huge leg up this year, especially with all this COVID stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're sitting, you know, pretty comfortable, you know, as far as, you know, the guys that, you know, we didn't have leave or the guys we, you know, able to acquire. But I think also the standard, you know, is even higher, you know, this year. I think the target on our back is even bigger than last year. You know, even when Patrick Mahomes won MVP, threw 50 touchdowns. I think this year is going to say a lot about our team, our core players, you know, the things we truly believe in. I think if we're able to really come back, you know, kind of clean our plate, you know, refresh our mind, and start a new journey. You know, I think we'll be in good shape. But as long as we're able to hold on to, you know, our successes of the past, I think that'll kind of be our downfall. So it'll fall on guys like myself, you know, being a leader, you know, keeping this team moving forward, looking forward, setting new goals. And I know guys like Pat Mahomes feel the same, Frank Clark. And I know our coaches feel the same. So and I think that's the biggest thing for us, is to continue to improve each and every day and to really never get complacent, because we know that every team in the NFL is coming for us now.
You know, you said the other day you're going to miss Philip Rivers and his kind of, you know, non-cursing trash talk that goes on there. With him out of the equation, like, who's that next guy that talks the most trash in the division?
You know what? I mean, this will be my second year in the division. But if I can pick a kid that probably steps up to the plate, a kid that I actually like a lot, I think it'll be that kid in Denver, Drew Locke. He got a swagger about himself. He has a certain confidence that he carries. He didn't really talk too much trash last year, it was pretty tough to play against us, but I think he'll have a better supporting cast. I think he'll have more confidence. It'll be his offense. And I think he'll kind of step into that role of embracing, you know, who he is. So I can definitely see him, you know, filling in for Philip, you know, so to say.
Who are some other classic trash talkers you've encountered over the years?
Classic trash talkers? I mean, I'll probably say, probably my teammate, right? Shady McCoy. he absolutely talks the most trash. He thinks he's the best boxer in all of the world. He thinks he's the best pickup basketball player. I'd probably say Shady McCoy talks the most trash because he you know, he, unlike Philip Rivers, you know, Shady McCoy actually believes these things, you know.
Well, Tyron, we appreciate you joining us today and doing the Radiothon. People can go to TyronMatthew.org and donate and bid on some of the silent auction items, including a Zoom call with you. What can people expect if they win that bid to have on the Zoom call?
Yeah, I mean, you can just expect to, you know, get a real conversation with me. A lot of people want to have these in-depth convos with me, these, you know, these real detailed conversations about football and life. And I think that Zoom call would be a perfect call for a perfect opportunity for people to really, you know, pick my brain apart. And if I also can mention, I'm starting this new Bleacher Report series as well. It's going to be called The Landlord. And what it's going to do is going to follow me through Kansas City, through my hometown of New Orleans, and they're going to be able to see us truly make an impact in these people's lives. So I'm looking forward to working with Bleacher Report on that and really impacting, you know, and helping the communities of Kansas City and New Orleans. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait to watch some of that and see all the great behind-the-scenes work that you're doing. And as we know, we've only had you here for a year, and you've done so much already, my man. And I can't thank you enough for adopting Kansas City like you have, giving back to Kansas City like you do, having the heart of gold that you do, and being just such a valuable, not just football player in this town, but a valuable member of our community. And I can't thank you enough, and I know a lot of people out there feel the same way and can't thank you enough as well.
Thank you guys for embracing me, accepting me, you know, and really just allowing me to be who I am. And you know, that's play football, and but to also, you know, never forget who I am, where I come from. And, you know, that's the giving back part. So I appreciate you guys for accepting me for who I am, you know, outside of, you know, being just a guy that can, you know, make really good plays, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about it, my friend. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate you, and we'll raise a ton of money for you and the foundation today, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, my guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Tyron Matthew joining us. Mm-hmm. The trash-talking LeSean McCoy will come up at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock we'll today. That's right, we'll yeah.
They can coax some of that out of him.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Mommy, look at my boat. It's sailing.
Introducing the Her Journey Around the World started in our overflowing bathroom sink policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com for homeowners policy information.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.